Dubs not dubbers.
Hello, welcome to the first episode of Dubs Not Dubbers, a brand new podcast dedicated to everything Mark II Golf and Jetta. Today we'll be having a chat about ongoing builds, past projects, current projects, woes, and the trials of owning an old car. Going forward, we'll have guests from the industry and people who have their own projects. And we'll also cover some VW news later on. But without further ado, let's introduce you to everybody who we have on the call. We have Stu, down below. Albie, bottom left.
Hello.
Dave, top left. And Mr. Sunglasses, next to me.
Hello.
And I'm Scott. Hello. How are we doing, chaps?
All good, man.
Yeah,
all good.
All good. Obviously, we're recording this near Christmas. It's coming out in Jan. Have you all had a good Christmas?
Hey.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so without further ado, let's talk about who you are. Stu, what projects you've had, what you've got going on, and sort of car history. Well, just start things off. Well, we'll go this way, we'll go clockwise.
Oh, if that's the case, it's your turn. Though.
Keep it brief, though. We'll just do like maybe we'll do like first car, favourite project.
Should I really admit what my favourite car is amongst you guys?
That you've owned. Let's do it that way.
I don't know. It was a Vauxhall.
Oh.
So it's German, at least. Should we leave it at that?
Was it a Nova?
It was.
That was on my list. That was my first car.
Mine was either going to be a Polo or a Nova. I went down the Polo. I got a Polo, thankfully.
I wouldn't be sat here today if it wasn't stolen.
Oh, mine was stolen too.
I've gone down that road.
Common theme.
But instead, I had like a stopgap car. A mate of mine had this Mark II Golf 16 valve, and I swapped it for a phone I found in a curry house in Eastbourne because he didn't have a mobile phone, so we just swapped. I mean, that's the value of cars when we were younger.
A phone so you found, eh?
That's how I ended up in a Mark II Golf. Literally went and had a curry with some birds in Eastbourne, and I sat in the window and I was like, what's that? And it was like this Nokia flip thing.
Oh, nice.
The way that went, you know. My mate about it, I need a new phone. So I swapped it for a Mark II Golf 16 valve.
That's incredible.
As
that's
you
crazy.
Do.
Crazy.
Sorry if you're watching.
If you lost your Nokia flip phone, where was it?
Yeah, that's it. You should have looked after your phone more. But anyway, so I done that. I stripped that. I put a proper engine in it because it didn't have its original engine when I had it. I'd done so much work to the bugger. Just broke my heart. I had it resprayed Subaru blue, as you do. Oh. And I had this new seal to be put on or put in. And the guy that done the work for me, I've done that. I've welded that all up for you. Be a tree. And just went, first time I jacked it up. Just imploded on the seal.
That's crazy.
I've moved on from that 20-odd years later. Decided, turning 40, going to treat myself. So I brought this really shitty diesel. Gave it to a mate of mine when I was done with it, when I realised it was a shit box. Got I'm another shit box, put an engine in it, failed.
Still not letting us down with the shit box, but status.
That's it. You're Mr. Shitbox. Yeah. If I lose the title of Mr. Sunglasses to him,
I'm Mr. Shitbox.
It does look better than me, I must confess. But, you know, you're going to have the title of Mr. Shitbox. So, and then one night on this very couch, I was a bit drunk, saw this red thing. I know it, Woke up, head swinging still, in the jungle. Looked at my phone. Shit, I brought a Mark II Jetta.
Nice.
As you do.
And we did a little video on that a few weeks ago, didn't we? Nice.
I don't know what to do. I might do a conversion on the engine or put a different engine in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Would be nice to keep it original. There's only two left.
Keep it original, mate. Yeah, I would. I think so. A lot to say about having a car that's original. Says me with a yellow Golf with an awful fake intake on it. But anyway, we'll talk about it later on. Albie, what about your car history and what's going on? What projects you got going at the moment?
I've got my Transit. That's for ever a project. Nothing VW related at the minute. I've got my camper. First car was a Peugeot, and I had to buy it because I crashed it into a phone box, so I had to buy it off the bloke.
Wait a minute.
Which was nice.
What? So you were driving this Explain.
I was driving it, and I was at a very young age, I'll say, and I hit a phone box, and then I bought it off him. And that car was mint. It was like gunmetal grey. It was a 306. It was beautiful little beastie. Still going somewhere. Then I've had loads of cars. I had Scirocco. Remember that absolute shitbox I bought? Scirocco. Then Mia, my Golf. That's been my favourite project. I love that car. It's so good. I don't really, other than the Transit, I don't really have a project on the go.
Well, like I say about transit's an ongoing project. Anyway, you've converted it into a nice little camper, haven't you?
Yeah, it's lovely.
I thought you might have
Yeah.
said your Celica was your favourite car out of all of those, anyway.
Celica was, it wasn't my favourite project, mostly because the parts for it were stupidly expensive. When you say that, you're all dubbers, so it's, you get that. But I love that car because it was rapid. I think that was the thing with that car. It was nice and quick, but it was just, it just did what it was meant to do. It weren't really a project. I got rid of the race slag exhaust on it after getting told off because it was so loud. But
Remember when you came round to my house in that thing?
yeah, and I just fucking serviced gearbox and stuff. I was like, take it easy on it, Scott. And then what did you do? You burnt it
I
around your estate as fast as you could,
didn't go as fast as I
apparently.
could. It was just very loud, so it sounded like I was going fast.
Right, yeah. I was like, no, don't do that. That's pretty much my car history. I've had loads of little bits and bobs of cars. Yeah, just enjoy working on them, really.
Good.
I was going to say, I didn't say, I didn't say my favourite car.
Oh.
I was just sat here listening to what you said. I've probably, I don't know, 50, 60 cars, maybe.
Yeah, a
Good
few.
Yeah.
Metro.
Yeah, the Metro. I've had fond memories in all of them.
Skoda.
That was good, but negative memories from it. It's latter days. I think the SR Nova with someone in the
Nice.
background, windscreen was pretty cool.
Score.
Use your imagination. I'm trying to keep this family friendly. Look, I think cars in general get under your skin, don't
Yeah.
they? Find the one that was my favourite. I probably haven't owned it yet.
Good answer.
That's, yeah.
Dave?
Well, my first car actually started off with a VW. It was a Golf Mark 1, which
Oh,
I loved a
nice.
bit. It was my baby, that was. I had it resprayed and done loads of stuff done with the engine, and I had to get rid of it because it just fucked up. But I've had four Golfs, I think. I've had a Mark 1, Mark 2, Mark 2s. This is my second one, and a Mark 5. I'd say the
Nice.
second one, this Mark 2 I've got at the moment, you've seen it. You've got part of it as well from what from previous life, a diesel part of it. So
Yeah, how's it doing now? Is it all back together?
it's back together now. It's developed more problems now.
Yeah, of
No,
course.
still,
Of course they do.
no, still waiting for the anti-roll bar at the moment.
Have you got that back yet?
I haven't got the anti-roll bar back
Oh
yet, but now
dear.
it's developed a leak. It was full of it was raining yesterday, and I had about 2 inches of water in the back footwell. So
Oh, lovely.
door seals up, I reckon.
there's a dubber out there somewhere going, only 2 inches, you swine.
It
I ain't got any of
Well,
that
that
today.
diesel, when I picked that diesel up, it had about that much in both footwells at the back, and it was absolutely frozen solid and stunk.
Oh
God knows how long it had been sitting there.
we had to smash that out, all that
Yeah.
ice and all
Yeah,
that.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. What was your favourite car?
Still got me the Mark One. All along, I
Yeah.
wish I'd, if I kept it now, God, it'd be worth a fortune.
Oh,
But
yeah.
yeah, it was obviously, I bought it for 1,300 quid. It was only 10 years old when I bought it. I still have fond memories of it. And then obviously Stuart started me up with his VWs again, kind of brought back memories, and
Don't blame
that's
me.
how I ended up with
Don't
that.
blame me.
With that little beauty outside my place.
I think it was some dubber from Manchester who watched a video and, decided we wanted that life of pain all over again.
Why would anybody watch my videos and think, that looks like a great idea? No.
Guilty.
Yeah. Well, I blame the rum for that, Stu. It's not my
Oh.
Look, they still only serve doubles. It's not my
videos.
fault.
James, talk us through your history and your project.
All right. Well, I've not as many B dubs as you guys.
Have you
So
had
my
any?
what?
Have you had any?
Yeah, I've
Oh.
had a VW Bora Mark IV, or equivalent to the Golf Mark IV, and a Mark VI Golf. So that was
Nice.
nice. It's my first car, Nova 1.4.
Nice.
Yeah,
Nice.
absolutely ragged it. I was a proper budget boy racer as well. Got myself a set of SR wheels on it, and then put the cheapest tires I could afford on
I mean, I'm still
it.
doing that now, mate, to be honest
Yeah,
with you.
they're a quick fit tire. I don't even think quick fit make tires, but that's what it said on it. But yeah, that was a good car that I used to. I remember when I got it, I was first working in Liverpool, taking up and down the M62 for a
Bloody
couple
hell.
of years. It was good. It just didn't miss a beat.
The headrest, when you put the seat forward, were very close to the windscreen.
So I've had loads of cars. It's too long to go into in this podcast. But my favourite car was me Ford Focus ST,
That was pretty sweet.
2.5 litre, five
Nice.
cylinder turbo. That was just amazing car. It's still knocking about somewhere, and it's only done low miles. Better be a fortune now.
It's a joy company cars, isn't it?
So current projects, I've got a little 2003 Mini Cooper S. That's good fun. I mean, again, I've spent far more on that car than it's actually worth.
Sign of a true car lover.
Yeah, but it's one of it's. I just love it. I just want to keep it forever because it's just like it's so much fun just to chuck around, and that the supercharger whine on it is just like that. There's nothing better.
You know, I almost felt like saying my Ford Ranger, that's my favourite. Because
Oh,
if I
if you had
could, I would
that.
park it up, put it on a plinth, and just let it go back to the ground. I don't want anyone ever to drive that. It's mine. I've owned it for the longest.
So
I've done
you
most
pickled
of
it.
miles in it.
Yeah, it's a good
But is
car.
it my favourite? I don't know. It's up there, that's for sure. Been everywhere in that, on holiday. Earned me so
It's a
much
getaway,
money.
yes.
It's
A car
always
that
got
earns you money is a rare thing to have as a car lover. So lucky you get to use it as a work vehicle or have to have done. Yeah.
And I think there's a difference between your best car and your favourite car, if that makes sense. Because the best car I've ever had is the one I've got now, and I absolutely love it. It's a big cruiser, and it's just like it's so nice to be in. But I won't say it's my favourite because it's lovely, it's quick, it's plush, it's luxurious,
Yeah.
but it's just not as fun as an old car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that's the thing.
I do think if someone says, "Look, it's your Ranger or your son's life."
Yeah.
Loved you, Harry. I'll make
Yeah.
sure it's marble. I'm sure he'd say the same thing if it was like your dad's life or his Ranger. Yeah, you had a good
Fair enough.
innings.
Understandable. My first car was a old Mark II Polo bread van, which I bought off my mate Steve. I did some terrible things to it. I'm sorry to that poor car. I think I got a. I planned to put a Mark II Golf big bumper on the back. Bought it, got it back, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, this ain't gonna fit." So that was a waste of time. I did have a one of the lip spoilers off a Mark II Golf, which I put on the front bumper on it, which did fit. I just got it down a little bit, so it made it look a bit more aggressive. I could put some change the.
Let me say it was burgundy.
No, it wasn't. It was silver.
That must have been like one of a kind. They're all burgundy, wouldn't
Yeah, or
Well, that
oh,
fade
dark
that
blue.
that faded red color.
Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great little card. I had that for years.
I
Favorite
remember
was
that car.
probably my last golf, the blue Helios Blue Mark II GTI, which was.
What is the full story of that? I know you kind of have touched on it. I think that's when we first started talking.
Yeah.
I didn't want
Well,
to prop the wound at the time.
it's still fresh, man. I struggle to talk about it still. Had that car 10 years, done loads of work on it, with my dad, obviously. Albie did some work on the engine for me, and I know I took the piss the other week, Albie, but thank you for your
Thank you
work
a
with
few
that.
times.
Yeah. He walked around, he looked at it. But yeah, I had it for years and moved in with my now wife in Salford. I haven't been 6 months for being there. It got nicked, and the little bastards were just ragging around in it. People, some a couple of phone calls saying, "I know what your car is. They're posting videos on Instagram, not Instagram, but Snapchat of them just
Snapchat.
ragging the fuck out of the engine,
Flames
like
coming out of the
flames coming out of the
exhaust.
exhaust. Yeah.
So it
And
was horrible, wasn't it? It was
yeah,
like just a
I got it.
sad thing
Yeah.
to see and hear about.
Got it back, and one of the pistons had completely blown up. So I don't know what the hell they've done to it. Well, I do, but
You let it
unbelievable.
go though? Why did you let it go and not write it back
Well,
off your company?
because I could, well, the insurance company said I can either take a payout for it or keep it and not have any money. So I couldn't really afford to. I said to them, can I get
What,
it
they were like,
fixed? And then
yeah,
you
your
pay to get it
car's.
fixed. And they said no. So.
So they were like, yeah, your car's a piece of shit. It's been ragged to fuck. It's not worth anything. You can
Well,
keep it and call it quits.
they gave me
Or
14
just.
grand for it.
And we keep the car.
Yeah, well, they gave me 14 grand for it, which is really weird. So I was like, it's going to cost you less to fix the engine. Yeah, I know. I can't believe it.
14 grand.
I was like,
No. Fourteen
okay, I'll
grand.
take the
I
money.
love it, but I
Yeah.
love 14 grand
And I
more.
thought, oh, with 14 grand, you
Who's
know,
this? Yeah, I need some new cover.
it was Admiral.
Jesus.
Yeah, they
Yeah.
said, we'll give you market price. I was like, all right, yeah, that's I'll take that.
I don't know what markets you're looking at, but
Yeah, so but I thought, you know, 40 grand, just get a sweet Golf. Went car shopping with these two, wasn't really a whole lot about.
what
Yeah,
went
well, this one came up for 4 grand. The guy was like, oh, yeah, nothing wrong with it. There's a few electrical issues. You know, I got in there, tried to drive it, and it was just like, the accelerator wasn't driving at all. He's like, oh, you need to just boot it and it will go. So he took me for driving it. It seemed to drive okay, loads of power, stopped. That's when I got it home, and my dad, you know, may or may not have put a rag in the exhaust, and we took it apart and found out the engine was completely fucked.
It was
Well,
a
but he still maintains it wasn't him, as he didn't have any of
duvet.
those cloths.
Engine just because there was a rag on the
Well, it's a
flywheel.
good job we did take it apart, because, you know, when we found out that the bores had completely gone on it.
And you
Yeah.
learn a shit ton from it as well, to be
Exactly, yeah.
fair.
Well, yeah, I mean,
All that content.
I can't believe the insurance company didn't want to sell you back the car for Nixes.
I know, mad, innit?
It ended up, someone bought it from Copart and ended up, was it Devon, somewhere like that?
Something like that. Yeah, they got in touch with me, the people who bought it, because they saw one of my stickers on it, on Instagram stickers. And he said he was going to do it up for
Because
his
they want
missus.
to pay for it.
Well, he's not got a dedicated page for it. It's just some bloke. He's just occasionally posts something on his stories.
There's
But he,
no, I
not
mean,
posting anything
pay
for a
what you
while, is
pay.
he? Well, he said he's selling it.
Right.
So he's doing some work on it and selling it to somebody else. He said
Did he
it's
say
good.
what you pay Copart for it?
I think he paid 4 grand for it. 5 grand.
Really? Even with a
Yeah.
dodgy engine?
Well, I know. Yeah. I mean, I was tempted to, you know, to pay 200 quid or whatever you need to pay to sign up and then bid for it. But I was like, well, I could lose that 200 quid. But in hindsight, you know, I know the rest of the car would have been all right. So
It
not like this
couldn't have been any
flipping things.
worse, could it? What you had
Yeah.
to
Obviously,
do.
exactly. Yeah. Never mind. I've always wanted a yellow Golf, and now I've got one. So happy days. Anyway,
I
Stu,
think
I
it's
see you.
probably your new favourite, though.
We'll see when it's all working smoothly, and you know, I've a bit more confidence in it. I've been driving it about with Helen today, and the heating's not working on it. It's still got some weird electrical gremlins, and it sounded like it was
Yeah,
missing.
this
So,
is the last person I'd have in the cars, my other half. I hate it. I don't even like Harry getting in my cars. No. I'm a bit funny about you in them at times. I
and
mean,
you let.
no, you two came down and got in my jet. I was like cringing the whole time. Please don't slam the door. Please make sure your jeans
There
don't
we
rip off
go.
of you. Please don't. I've
Oh
really
dear.
bonded with
And you let me
the
drive it.
jet. Yeah, I did. How many
Maniac.
runs was that? But yeah, no, I'm half. No, she's the last person I'd have in the car. Bang! You think,
Yeah.
Jesus
Well, you do.
Christ.
Thing is, you do need to slam them doors, otherwise, we don't shut properly.
No. Mickey.
Yeah,
Under it.
she did it.
I'd have my muggy coming in it because he has respect.
Is Moggy? Have you mentioned that name a couple of times?
That's my youngest.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So if you said Moggy or the Ranger,
Right.
yeah.
That's a tougher choice, isn't it?
The Ranger just wins that by like a hair width, you know.
So you've done your best, you've done your favourite. What's been the worst cars you've
Oh, the
ever had?
worst cars. That's a good question, Alby. Worst
Citroën
cars.
Expert.
Go on, Alby. What was your worst car?
Routine.
Now, you're not going to like this.
Oh,
It was
no.
a Polo 6N.
Oh,
It was shite. It was the worst car I've ever owned. I put my foot on the clutch and the clutch pedal snapped and pulled the cable through the bulkhead, which was always fun because they had a floating clutch pedal on the pedal box. It was ridiculous.
Oh, right. Really? Shit.
It was slow. It was a tin can. So that was the worst. So apologies to any 6N lovers out there, but it is, it, it was not a good car. It was not a good car. What about?
Would you have one now though? Looking, because maybe, how long ago was that? 10, 15 years?
Probably 20. Jesus.
Yeah. So at the time, they were runts, weren't they?
Would I have one?
So at the time, I remember like 20 years ago when I had my Vauxhall Nova, you'd look at a pony and you'd, oh, piece of shit, my Nova's far superior. But now I look back and think, oh, I quite like the shape of those 6Ns.
Do you like it?
Yeah, they're all right. They're great on me. I didn't really like them myself initially.
I mean, I slammed it that much that where I used to work, I had ramps that went onto the floor. And I couldn't get out. I couldn't get out of it. You remember the garage, don't you, Scott?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't get out of the garage because they had an L-shaped bracket where the gates closed onto it. And I couldn't get over the L-shaped bracket because I'd slammed it that much. And I was like, oh, maybe I've gone a little bit too far with that. So I had to take it back on the ramp and lift it a little bit. But
we've all been there, Albie.
Would I do it? I don't know. I don't think I'd know. I think I'd try and get a coupe or something like that. I don't think I'd have another 6N.
What time?
So what's been your worst car, Scott?
Probably a Astra Coupe that I had. It was all right. It was just
the dial tone.
Build quality of it was just, it just was really plasticky and naff and hard, and I didn't really like it very much. Sorry.
Tony styling though.
Yeah. No, it's not for me.
I remember that.
I mean, it looks all right from the outside, but wouldn't have one again.
I remember driving around Shell Island.
Didn't that?
Yeah.
Did we?
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah. It was really needed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did. Good time. what about you, Stu?
I did. I was kind of hoping I'd have a bit more time to think about this.
Dave?
I don't know. But they've all been good in different ways, you know?
Yeah. What's been the worst, then?
Oh, the shitbox Fiesta. That black T-Reg thing. I mean, there's a whole backstory to it. Mm. I had to sell a Mark 1 Cabriolet Golf because my son wasn't allowed in, though. Deemed too dangerous, although her next car was a convertible anyway. So I brought this fucking 1.1 shitbox. The fucking thing just drove like it was, I don't know, it was just so weird. It crabbed everywhere, it fell. The seating position was horrible. I didn't want to buy it anyway, but I needed a car because, you know, like 3 hours' time, I got to pick Harry up. It was just like, yeah, the first thing that came along. Maybe it was just destined to always hate that car.
Nice Renault.
Huh?
The nice Renault.
Renault what?
I can't remember that. Baby blue colour one.
1921? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, no. That was luxury compared to that Fiesta, mate. I had electric windows. This thing had wind me up. It did wind me up. I hate that car. Windows. I love Ford and I love old Fezzers, but this thing was like Mark IV facelift or something like that. It was just awful. I hope that car, I hope it got crushed. The next time. No, this is awful. I'm taking it straight down Rippers, getting it cubed and sent over to China for some ashtrays. It'd have been more useful having it as an ashtray. Oh, I hated it.
Oh, awesome. I've got some real beauties. A Citroën XM. Don't even know what that is. Hydroactive suspension.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Completely fucked.
One of them.
Constant clicking. And then I had an old Vauxhall Senator. That was
sweet.
A real. It weren't sweet. It was. You could actually, it had a digital fuel gauge. Like you could actually watch the numbers go down quite rapidly. Even though it was cheap then, it was heartbreaking to watch it. It was a 3 litre straight six.
Wow.
And yeah. It guzzled fuel and had loads of other problems with it. So yeah, it went.
James?
Worst car. Technically it's not a car, it was a van. It was a yellow S-Reg Fiesta van.
Nice.
It was had the most awful diesel engine you've ever had. It was just like, and where I was working at the time, they were making me drive from my house in Stockport all the way up to like north of Leeds, Castleton, and it was every single day. It was horrendous. So I ended up leaving that job because I hated
Wow.
the van so much.
Anybody else ever quit a job because of what they were driving? No, just James.
Nah,
Just me.
just Abe's. Yeah.
Stuart, so you've been doing a bit of work on your car. What are you up to with it? Been taking your engine out, taking it apart?
I was in the middle before Dave picked me up to come and do this. What was I? I've just undone the bolts to the oil pump. The cylinder head's off. That's never going to be well, not at least reused for this engine. I've got another cylinder head. Literally just getting the block stripped down at the moment, ready to send off to the machine shop. I could potentially have that ready for Christmas week to go, but I don't think it's really going to buy me any time.
Which Christmas 2026 is that?
No, next week.
It
I reckon by tonight I could have it.
means Christmas a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
so it's all been sorted then.
That's it, yeah. What am I on about?
So, what happened with your car then, Stu?
Well, you know, you
Yeah, I know. I was trying to, when it came down, I felt I was like, yeah, you might
So,
want to
well,
check it out. What happened after we left then?
I had a compression test done. Kingy, my good mechanic friend, came around with a compression tester. I had to go and do something, so I was like, oh, I'll be back by about like 8:15 in the morning. And when I came back, he was like, yeah, got some good news for you, Stuart. Cylinder one, sweet. Cylinder two, sweet. Cylinder three, sweet. I had to check two times to make sure I'd plugged it in on the cylinder four because
Oh
it didn't register.
no.
It.
Oh, gutted. Have you found the cause? Was it just a blown gasket or is it?
I've no idea. I always wanted to rebuild the car's original engine, so that's now what I'm doing. It's
Yeah.
been driven with that engine for half a mile, so the clocks are going to be slightly wrong to the engine, whippy do sort of thing. But yeah, look,
You drove up the road.
yeah,
Half a
twice. I did
mile.
have a sneak.
Oh, you drove up the
Someone
road.
encouraged me. They
If
said,
only you
"Yeah,
knew a
go
YouTuber
and
who
have a
built
quick
his own
cab in, and
engine
then
back.
come back and tell me on the phone what it was like to drive."
Well,
Didn't they?
don't worry about it, Stu. I mean, when I picked my car up, the speedo cable wasn't plugged in. It hadn't been plugged in for a long time. And he said it's done 80,000 miles, but what I think he meant was it's gone round the clock and then done 80,000 miles. So, you know.
But you know, look, it is what it is. I will get to the bottom of why that engine's lost cylinder
Yeah, keep us all
four,
updated.
but it's not something that I'm going to worry about until it either goes in a ship box or a lovely looking Jetta.
Yeah.
Not decided where that engine's going yet.
I think I still, well, in my opinion, keep that Jetta as it is. It's rare. But wait,
Yeah,
if
but
there's two left, well, it's your car, do what you want with it.
the Jetta, I wouldn't mind doing an engine conversion.
Rather than the white one.
I've already instigated the conversation for the missing parts. My
See,
double.
I'd be so torn about
Yeah.
that. So I love to keep everything original, but I'm just an absolute nerd when it comes to stuff like that. I just like it to be, I want it how it came out of the factory, nothing else. If there was loads of them, I'd go, yeah, but if there's only a couple of them,
Look, when we went to the Isle of
you're like,
Wight, I
ooh.
consciously choice that we're not taking the M27. The
Yeah.
car to me is not safe enough on fast roads. It can't get up to speed before it can't get up to speed with just me in it, for Christ's sake. And it can't stop it just the
Yeah.
brakes, is that changing the soul of the car if I put GTI calipers and discs on? I don't know, but I'd like it to pull up a bit quicker.
Is anything
Well,
can't mind? No.
whether it accelerates any quicker, there's another story for another day. It's
Yeah.
always going to niggle me if I don't do it. It's always going to niggle me when I have done it.
Yeah.
But if
Well,
I do do it, I can store the 1300. Can always be
yeah.
returned.
I think you've got the
Yeah.
important thing is
Yeah,
people
yeah, yeah,
enjoy
yeah.
driving these cars, isn't it? If you don't feel safe driving it, you're not really enjoying it.
Yeah.
So
Well, I
maybe.
feel safe on dual carriageways, A roads, and that is fine.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah.
town traffic, stop, start, stop, start. But when you're on the motorway at 70 mile an hour and something stop pretty
But at the but then at the end of the day, it's your car, isn't it? So you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you, like you said, you'll store the 1.3, just put it there. As long as you know, when you if you ever sell it, it's going to be we can sell it with the car. I mean, I've done the same with my Mini, to be fair. I've kept the I've changed the grill to a JCW grill, and I had to have the exhaust swapped because it was blowing. And they just the new a new exhaust from the factory was just like scandalous money. So I ended up getting a Miltec one, but I made them keep the little Coke cans, the two exhaust tips. So I've got them in my
Yeah.
shed at home.
Nice. What
Nice.
are you going to do with them? To keep them in your shed?
I've got because I've still I had to have the end the supercharger swapped on the engine, so I've still got the original sat there
Oh, right.
rusted in my garage.
Perfect.
Didn't
Great.
get even.
What shows is everyone going to this year? Anyone got any plans for any shows? Any favourites? Any locals? Any national ones?
Yes, no,
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 a
because
new one.
we're not in January, despite what this boy's saying. We have got
Yes, we are.
on my but no, we're not on my because I'm not. I still got to have my birthday.
Oh,
Not
okay.
missing my
Ah,
birthday.
happy. How was your birthday, Stu?
On my birthday down the state, there's oh, I can't think. It's like Camper and Classics or something like
Was it
that.
on the 27th
On the 27th,
or
I'm
Saturday?
positive. Yeah, no, Sunday. When's my
Okay.
birthday?
It's just on a Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday.
Week tomorrow. Might be Saturday then, yeah.
Take that. I
Oh,
could take
nice.
that.
You won't get there.
Huh?
You won't get there.
Yeah, well,
We'll be better off. We'll be
it
better off with an angle grinder.
drives. It drives.
Cut the floor pan, buy a golf.
Flintstone
it. It drives.
Yeah, no, look, there is one more car show for us.
Wow. Is
Yeah.
it a
But
camping
yes.
weekend? What show is it? Campers and Classics, or did you say?
Something like that. It's just like an old, I don't know, it's a car park that once was home to 150
My
spaces
boss was
that's
on about that
now
last
just like
year.
an empty playground, isn't
My
it?
boss was on about that last year. He went to it.
Yeah, it does look good. I want to go to it. Maybe it's like Breakfast and Classics or something like that. But next year or this year, if we're now back in January for the time being, want to do the Icklesham car classic thingy-majig again, and this time I'm having my certificate with my actual name on it. There's stuff that I don't want to get involved in. I don't want to say it on the podcast because then it just creates beef unnecessarily. But
Let's not
yeah,
have
there
any
are.
beef.
Not the
I'd
first
rather
one.
do further away meets, put it that way. You know, without being disrespectful to anyone.
Hopefully, it's probably going to the other way for a little.
Yes, so, but potentially we want to do this lap of the island with a load of other Volkswagen owners.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we've got an idea. I spoke to Scott about it a couple of times, and
Yeah, it would be
we've
amazing.
got to be sure of when we can do it rather than
Ensure
say
our cars can last the
it.
journey.
No, that's the fun of it. You know, you might not even get to the island. Yes,
Exactly.
I'm on the way to the ferry now. 10 minutes up. Yeah, just broke down outside Birmingham. You know, come coming
That is a
out, then
real
nick the
danger.
wheel. You know, so
I mean, I
yeah,
have
the
noticed a
golf is
huge
getting.
coolant leak on my car at the moment, so I
Oh.
need to trace that. That's fun.
It's
That's
funny
quite
because
close.
mine wet itself when you were about. It's like they're shy of you, intimidated.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jess was doing something. You
Don't
were
know where it's
busy.
coming from. Hopefully it's coming from the radiator or something like that, because there must have been a puddle about, looking that big on the floor, and it hadn't gone down out of the header tank. So I'm wondering if it's dumped it out of the radiator. No, I've been driving it. I'll check, recheck the levels. But if it hasn't, bit of a mystery.
Yeah, in short, quickly, we want to do some further away meets, not decided anything
No.
yet. What about you? What are you hoping to attend?
Going to go to Shed Fest. That's like a not just a VW one, it's a big.
Is that Alex?
Yeah,
Yeah.
also Alex, yeah.
That was good
Yeah, I
though
wouldn't
last year.
mind that.
Yeah, it was.
So we went to one, the one, Leicester one a couple of years ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
But
Was that a
that
couple of
was
years
all
after that
right.
was
No,
last
it was last
year?
year, wasn't it?
No, it was a couple of
Yeah.
years ago. It
Should
wasn't
be.
last year, it was the year before. They did Goodwood last year.
Oh, right.
Although we just decided that was too far.
So where is it this year?
Chester.
Oh, nice. Not
Oh,
too
nice.
far.
Even your car might get that straight.
Fucking, I don't know.
If
Yeah, got
you've
this.
got, you got a
Chadfest.
show ticket.
I know I have. Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
If Chadfest is in Chester, you know Tasty Classics is going to be a big part of that, I expect.
You reckon?
Yeah, because he's from Chester, isn't he?
Oh, I don't
Right.
know. All right.
Is he?
I believe so.
He's good, him. I like him. I've been following him on
But if you want to
YouTube.
buy some wonderful stickers and send me some brake clean, and if you want to buy some of these tickets, look, I think Ben's brilliant, but I think it's too much of a rolling advert all the time. I
Yeah,
mean,
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I think Scott's got it right at the end. Please, you've watched me for
Please.
20 years. You know, I think that's enough.
Just
You
buy me
know?
a beer. That's all I want. Just free
Has
beer. That's it.
anyone actually
Yeah.
ever bought you a beer?
Yeah, two people.
Really?
Well, buy me coffee, yeah, but I obviously convert it to beers because I don't really
Do
drink much coffee. Yeah.
you think that would improve if you kept, do a couple of minutes tinkering with the spanners? Or, yeah, this drive shaft won't just get a bit of push. Piss off. Yeah, it's out. Coffee. Do you think you'd get more?
What if I show
Just a
more of
regular.
the actual stress that I have working on these cars rather than cutting it all out? Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe you should say, buy us a rum.
Yeah,
Try that for next.
buy us a rum.
Buy us a double
You want
rum.
to buy us a rum?
Yeah, I will. I'll give that a try. Yeah, Shedfest. I'm also planning to go to VW Northwest at Tatton Park.
That really doesn't aid in because that the only time I can go on holiday is the first 2 weeks in
You're
August.
always on holiday. You have a lot of
Not
holidays.
that is true. You are on
It
holiday all the time.
is true. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
He just wants to come. He
Just
just wants to
jealous.
come.
I'd
Just
quite like
jealous.
to go to the VW show, but it's
Yeah.
always the first 2 weeks in August. And I was like, oh, that's really annoying.
Yeah, it's a good
No,
show,
it's good.
that.
And it's the only time my missus can get like the 2 weeks off work.
I think since Scott's been down, I've been on holiday twice.
How?
Me and I'll
Oh.
be shaking our heads.
If I haven't been twice, I must have just come back.
How about
We
you
had
coming
golf.
Shedfest this year?
I don't know.
Did you not get a ticket?
No, so probably not.
Probably not.
Just buy one.
Are
I
they
want to
sold
do
out?
Alton. I want to do Alton. I
What
really
shows at
enjoyed
Alton?
Alton. BTCC.
Oh,
Oh, touring car. It's
yes.
not really a car show, that, but yeah,
Yeah. Yeah, well, it
that'd be
is for
fun. Yeah,
me. I'll
yeah.
do Tatton. I do like Tatton. Tatton's good.
Yeah.
Quite like the Yank one at Tatton as well.
Yeah, that's good.
There's a
The
good one,
Stars
a
and
free one in
Stripes.
Didgebury as well. Like a sort of generic car
Oh, a few
show. What's
years
it?
ago, that was good.
Yeah, just
Didn't
Didgebury
go.
car
Yeah,
show.
yeah.
That's a lot of fun to go to.
The load plays up there.
Right, okay,
So.
that's car shows done. So we're just going to do a bit of a VW news and then we'll be wrapping this up. So did you know that VW are finally going to stop using numbers on their ID cars and go to proper names? So the ID2 is going to
Yes.
be coming the ID Polo, and the ID3 is going to be coming the ID Golf. So good to know that the Golf isn't going as a car, it's going to just change platforms.
That's cool.
Yeah. Some other news for VW, they're sadly stopping manufacturing vehicles at their Dresden site, marking the first time in the car maker's 88-year history that it will close production in Germany, and that's due to weak sales in China and demand in Europe, and as well as due to the tariffs imposed on European cars by the orange orangutan in charge of America. That's all the news I've got on VW. Has anybody else got any other VW news?
Well, it's not news, but it's something I saw the other day, and I was like, I've never seen one of these. It was popped up on Instagram. I was like, this is like the most amazing looking car I've ever seen. It's a 1970s coupe, and it's a VW SP1, and it was made for the like South American market.
What's an
It was
SP1?
just look at it, Google it, and
Sorry,
it's
does that
just
look? I think I've.
it's like a Bond car. It's just amazing. I can't
Was it?
believe that.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And that's a
yeah.
fastback, doesn't it look like?
If
Yes,
that had
fastback,
been a
yeah.
European car,
Okay, that is cool.
that would just have a massive
It's
cult
very,
following.
it looks very much like a Porsche, doesn't
Yeah,
it?
it's got something. Porsche's got something to do with it, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like
You
the
just yeah.
Diamond
Look
Gear
like
was an old Porsche,
a
wasn't it, as well, pretty much.
oh yeah. So it looks just like a fastback, doesn't it? But it's
Yeah.
got a slight the front is a lot. Oh, I like
Yeah.
that front.
What
That's
was
cool. To
the
me, that just looks
what was the
amazing.
news about that?
Just no, just I saw it.
Oh,
I've
you just saw
never
it.
seen one before. I've never heard about it.
That
It wasn't
reminds me.
news as such. It was just like the,
That reminds me. Thank you for that.
yeah.
What cool cars are you guys seeing recently in the last month? Don't list loads of them. It's gonna be top two or three. I know you've seen a load of Stu, so keep it brief.
The Morris Minor two-seater tourer. It
Oh,
is awesome. I didn't
nice.
get.
Hey, what, Jim? You'll know this one as well. You know the GTE that you said was on
Yes.
where
Oh,
I work?
yeah. Neil's GTA, yeah.
I saw it, and the guy was like, "Why don't you buy it?" And I was like,
Yeah.
"Yeah, go on there, give me a price." And then the old man that owns it was like, "I'm never selling it, but it is rotten, it's
Was
rusty,
it
it's
Neil?
absolutely
Was he a
knackered."
skinny guy with a
Yeah, it is
beard?
Neil.
Yeah, was it Neil? Yeah.
Was it what,
He
Astra
will
GTE or
not give
Nova?
it.
In
Yeah.
Astra.
No, he's always
Right.
said that. The engine's blowing in it, and he's
Engine's
just
blown in, it's on its arse, and it is literally a pile of rust, but he will not
It
sell
was
it.
on the ramp in Alan Jones's garage for decades, and then
It's just sat
Alan's
outside. You can literally just go and have a look at it. It's just sat there, and it's so sad.
yeah, it is sad,
Very
isn't it?
sad.
Bet the digital dash doesn't work anymore.
No.
My mum and dad's old neighbour had a sweet GTE,
Oh,
which he just
yeah, he
sort of
did,
let
didn't
rot.
he?
And I think he had Nova GTE as well.
So
Was it
bad.
Astra GTA?
He had a starlet and everything, didn't he?
Yeah,
Like,
and
big
that
one.
awful Daffy Duck Nova, some promotional.
Daffy Duck,
So,
was that right?
There's some
Because
really
with
cool
those like
cars.
Nova, they would have like dealer specials, wouldn't they? Like, there'd be the Mirada, the Hinder, the piece of shit, and it just have some silly little sticker on it.
It's had like a huge Donald Duck livery on
A dealer special.
the bonnet.
Cool car I saw. Volvo 245. That
Ooh.
was very nice. Very, very
Did
nice
it have
car.
five doors?
It was an estate.
Oh, that's the 345 I'm thinking.
It's from about 1974.
Oh yeah, that's a proper that's
Oh, yeah, proper tank.
yeah, boxy but the
Yeah,
good one of
that
them.
was cool. That was very cool.
Nice. I think the only thing I've seen is probably saw quite a nice Gen 2 MX5, quite a nice body kit on it, pretty nice, but not
I thought
overly
you meant one of
sport.
the A34 that was dog shit, is it?
No, it was
I
well parked up at the gym.
thought you were telling me about this Chevrolet that you saw, this giant white thing.
Oh, that awful thing we saw in down in Hastings, absolute monstrosity. Do you remember that, Albert? Bring the picture up. You've got to show them. I That.
promise there are standard of cars around it. It
I'll
must have
put a
been a
clip of the
video.
video in it. But that alpha we saw was pretty nice, that spider.
The spider was
Hasn't left.
lovely, yeah.
It's still
Yeah.
there.
Is it? Long term
It's always
guess.
there, folks.
Lovely. Well, listen, let's wrap this up. Thanks to anybody who may have watched or listened. Cheers, guys. Hopefully we can do this again next month. We'll be doing it again next month. Hopefully we'll have some more info and maybe get someone on to tell us about a project that they're working on. Get some guests on. From me, from James,
From
Albie,
me.
Dave, Stu. Bye bye. Thanks for joining us.
See you later.
It's dubs, not dubbers. It's dubs, not dubbers. It's dubs, not dubbers.